This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit. It goes right into the house to bees to get some larvae. How disgusting is that? It eats larvae. Ew, that's so nasty. The honey badger doesn't care. It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give a shit. It's hungry. It doesn't care about being stung by bees. Nothing can stop the honey badger when it's hungry. Oh, what a crazy f- look. Ew, it's eating larvae. That's disgusting.
Ew.
That's disgusting. I'll tell you what, that video was hot for a minute when the honey badger was doing his thing.
Dude, that thing took over, man.
Louisiana State University. And now he's a member of your Houston Texans. And, you know, this is one of those moves. It's probably one of the more anticipated to see this guy get on the field in a while for the Houston Texans, and what a splash to be made by Brian Gain to go ahead and get this guy in his first year. Because you don't know what the other deals that were out there. I mean, who he might have gotten multiple year offers from other teams. There's no telling, but you know the Texans are going to give him $7 million on a 1 year prove it deal. And listen, this guy, the sky's the limit for what he can do in this defense.
Well, we know what he can do. I mean, we've seen him, his playmaking,
right.
With this defense, it could get real good, man.
No, he was the man in Arizona. Again, injuries a little bit here and there. And I can't remember who was it we were talking to. Was it John McClain that was saying that he's not that big of a dude, but at the same time, he just goes out and makes plays?
I think, but he's pretty thick, and he's athletic.
He's a short guy, though. He is a tiny guy, but I was shocked by the contract that the Texans had to give him. It was really encouraging to see that. Number one, because the Texans aren't risking very much, and number two, because Tyrann Mathieu has everything in the world to play for. This isn't a situation where you sign him to a long-term deal. He has all his money, and he can kind of coast because he has that deal. He has to earn this money, because if he doesn't have a good year this year, then he's probably not going to get paid later. I like what he's going to bring, and if you talk to anyone in that locker room or anyone that's been out there watching him, this team is already gravitating towards him.
Oh,
he is one
absolutely.
Of those alpha dogs out there that the team likes and everybody likes. And when he's on the field, when he's doing his best, first team all pro a couple years ago, he's going to make plays for this defense.
Which real quick, I get the cap. I understand from a salary cap standpoint, but it raises an eyebrow or two as far as what the hell are the Arizona Cardinals doing? I mean, was he that much of a? I mean, was their cap that much in flux?
I think it was a combination of the cap and he's a contact player, and they might just feel like it's a good time to go ahead.
This was time to cut bait.
And the Texans certainly used that in the 1 year negotiation and getting the 1 year contract. They said, hey, look, we know the mileage, even though he's still a young guy.
Was it 26?
Something like that.
He's not old at all.
No.
But it's, man, that's a contact position. I mean, that's one of those where you don't last long in the NFL at the safety position, especially when you play it like he does.
Which makes you wonder, is he going to kind of change the way he – and again, you don't want to take away everything he does, but can he still be
– Well, he's a ball hawk, too.
Right. But is he going to be the same guy that's going to go in there and lay people out knowing that, again, he could get nicked up? And I'll be curious to see how he's changed it, if he changes his style of play a little bit this year. Because, again, the last thing this guy wants on a one-year prove-it deal is to go in there and play like like his hair's on fire and go in there and blow out a shoulder or something like that. And then he misses half the season. Then obviously his scrillions are affected.
Right.
But – that being said, Landry, you being the Twitter guru that you are, went through, looked at the Honey Badger's tweets, and go ahead and give us some background on how this all works out.
This guy's a motivational human being, and I love Fridays. I think Friday's the best day of the week. I think a lot of people would agree with that. 713-572-4610.
Ice Cube believes that.
What is the best day of the week, and what is the worst day of the week? Hit that into the DWIattorney.com text line, 713-572-4610. But the one thing I've learned about the Honey Badger is that he's a very motivational guy on Twitter. He tweets a lot, but when it's his own original content and he's not retweeting or shouting out many of his friends around the NFL, he tweets a lot. So I'm going to allow John Lopez, the most woke guy at Sports Radio 610, to read some Honey Badger tweets. And if you're not motivated by these on a Friday, You don't have a pulse.
But real quick, I think it's only right that we need a little motivational music in the background. You got some motivational music?
There we go. Ask. Of course he's got some motivational
okay, just
music.
Just making sure.
Friday's the best day, right?
I mean, is it,
that's a given.
Is it undeniable?
We can rank the other
What's
one.
What's your worst
minute.
Day?
We'll get to it. We'll okay. get to it. All right. So here are the motivational tweets. And you're right. He really is. He just...
He's a ghetto philosopher is what he is.
He is. All right, ready?
He's a ghetto philosopher.
In hell right now, they huddled up, trying to find ways to distract me. I'm overly focused. God is good. They out here, and it's a warfare on my life. Super intense. I will not be denied from what God got me.
The honey badger.
All right. You want to hear another one? They get better. You better hear some more.
I like that. I like that one line. You might want to use that as a drop. They out here, and it's a warfare on my life. I like the way you worded
right
that, John.
It I'm feeling good about myself, mentally and physically. I had to learn one thing, though, in order for my spirituality to be where I want it. I needed to treat my energy like a sacred, valued item. Everybody isn't deserving of my energy. That goes both ways.
The honey badger.
Take that. Take that. All right, ready? Come back. Right now, we playing for keeps. I've been in and out of my sleep. You can tell the grind pays.
The honey badger.
Ready? The heavy heart I carried turned me into a boss. Nope. I got it wrong again.
That's right.
I'm putting too much correct grammar in.
Just take your editor hat off and just let it roll.
That heavy heart I carried turned me into boss.
That's it.
All right. Here's the next one.
The honey badger.
I'm a beast. So they can say whatever they want about me.
The honey badger.
Ready?
This next one, I'm curious to see how you're going to read this next one.
I'm curious how I'm going to read this next one. I stood on the wraith. Just to show you I'm from the stars.
The honey badger.
Real quick. Before we... What? Is that a typo?
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
That iPhone will get you. We like the iPhone, but it'll get you,
bro. I don't even know what he's trying to say. I stood on the wraith.
What is W-R-A-I-T-H?
Wrath. The wrath.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to say
okay,
wrath.
Okay.
It is autocorrect.
All right, here's another.
Blame
okay.
the iPhone.
All right.
I'll never be a fashion killer. I ain't dressing like that.
The honey badger.
Now, that's real talk. Some of these guys are pushing it with the fashion.
Yeah.
That's real talk right there.
I'm good with that. He
is really, really impressive.
Keep going. All keep right. going.
He's like a miniature Freud.
I'm feeling like when Drew Brees transitioned in 2004/2005. He ain't looked back.
The honey badger.
No, he hasn't.
If you thought I was over, man, you half foolish.
The honey badger.
Half foolish.
From the jungle, more stripes than any tiger.
The honey badger.
I like this one.
Way more realer than y'all.
The honey badger.
I'm letting my scars bleed all 2018. February.
The honey badger.
Ready? I'm about to take my title back. Easy money, Earl Savage.
That's
the honey badger.
That's right. Which one stood out to you the most? Which one do you identify most with?
Come back, sheesh.
Right now, we playing for keeps.
We playing for keeps.
I like that. Which one of these do you think we can kind of have be our show mantra? We need to pick one of these to be our show mantras for 2018.
And just
that's it. I think way more realer than y'all.
Nah, I think it's got to be if you thought I was over, you half foolish, because that's your thing, Fred. You got your comeback story.
But it's a three-man group, though.
This is true.
Okay, we're being team here? Okay.
We're a team.
So the categories are, the contestants here are way more realer than
y'all. I like way.
But you got to say it the right way now.
Way. Or we could say I'm letting my scars bleed all 2018.
What about the last one? I'm about to take my title back.
I like that. Let's see. I'm about to take my title. Or
I'm really, really, really leaning toward comeback. Sheesh.
Right now, we playing for keeps.
We playing for keeps.
I've been in out my sleep. You can tell the grind pays. I don't know. I'm a beast, so they can say whatever they want about me.
I stood on the wraith.
Man, leave his iPhone alone, Lopez.
Well, if he had
an Android,
this wouldn't have happened.
That's right. You know, he might even have more tweets then.
What's my vote?
What's your vote for the...
Now, let's keep it Democratic
here. In the loop. What's the in the loop, Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger tweet representation?
I'll tell you what. Y'all pick two, and I'll be the deciding vote.
Okay, go ahead, Fred.
Y'all pick two. I'll be nominee. That way, because we don't want to pick three different ones.
Give me your nominee.
Let's see.
This is the in the loop mantra.
Let's see.
See, I like the comeback she's, but it's too long. Yeah. There's four of them.
If you just
one.
Took back the comeback she's, it's pretty good.
Yeah, if you just come cut back that out. She's now, if you just right said, now we playing for keeps.
Right now we playing for keeps.
I've been in and out of sleep.
No,
you can
out
tell
my sleep. I've been in and out my sleep.
Yeah, there we go. Right now we play. That's my vote.
That's
without
just so
the comeback
long,
she's.
Though, but we can't really. I mean, you can't.
How about just right now we playing for keeps?
Because you can't really use that as a tagline.
I'm going to take out the I've been in and out of sleep, too. I'm going to mark that out, and I'm going to turn this into a great one. Right now, we're playing for keeps. You can tell the grind pays.
See, here's the deal. Now we're taking liberties with Honey Badger. Yeah, that's not
pick two others, and
we can't do that.
And I'll cast
way more realer than y'all. Way more realer than y'all.
That's it. We got to go with that. Way, not just anything,
way
more realer than y'all. That, Landry Locker and John Lopez, was a damn good segment, if I don't say so myself. Way better than anything else anybody else is doing right now. Well done by you two. All right, coming up next, we've got to bump it up because we do this each and every day at 11:40. But hey, when you got Ice Cube coming in, you go ahead and make changes. 11:20, the hits, we're playing those next. The NFL's got a slapping down somebody for something they did a couple years ago. Astros get their minds right tonight. And what went down last night with your Houston Rockets, we'll tell you all that and more next. Don't go anywhere, because why? We're way more real than y'all on a Friday. This is In the Loop on a Friday. That was gonna
kill me. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.